Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live from Eagle Watch Golf Club today where our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is ongoing. And if you go to 92.9thegame.com, click the events page, you can place your bids on auction items, including courtside tickets to an upcoming Hawks game. Complimentary rounds of golf to include a one-year membership at Eagle Watch Golf Club. All proceeds benefit Pets for Vets. Again, it's the 92.9thegame.com site, guys. Click on the events page. Atlanta, we got a lot to talk about. Can somebody explain to me, anybody, what the hell is going on with this offense? Because what I watched yesterday with the Falcons taking on the Saints looked a little bit different, Mike Bell. Somebody please explain to me what is going on with this offense.
First off, we don't apologize for a win. A win is a win. We'll take it. But there's more. I said to Carl, this game left me with more questions than answers. Why can't you get Michael Penix Jr. under center? Now, the injury is the injury, and we won't see him again until maybe, I don't know, August, if we're lucky. But the underlying problem we had with the offense is his inability to be comfortable in the pocket. And Kirk Cousins, again, he's a veteran. We know all that, Carl, and everybody has a learning curve in the NFL. But look how much more fluidity, how the passing game opened up with a bunch of bums. With all due respect to David Sills.
Yes.
And some of the other guys that were out there. Mooney got back in the game. He couldn't get any of that chemistry with Michael Penix Jr. that he has with Cousins. But the play action just opens up so many things. The pistol, we looked it up last week. The Rams only used the pistol 14-18% of the time. That was last season. Not like they're in at the level we have been with Penix. So the question I get to you is, why were we running the offense that we were running? Because Michael Penix is incapable of being under center, doesn't want to be under center, or Zach can't coach him to be under center. And tell him, look, you're in the NFL now. This isn't a Pac-12. No more shotgun. I don't get it. I'm confused because that offense looked like a friggin' Swiss watch compared to how it's looked the last few weeks.
Somebody explain to me what we watched yesterday. Why was Kirk Cousins under center 60% of the snaps? Listen, what we're telling you is, why can't we do this with the guy that we've invested in and we drafted
right
in the top 10?
Right.
This is what Mike and I have been clamoring for and saying, hey, the offense would look a lot better if you were able to do these things. Well, ironically, they're able to do these things. But it doesn't look like they're able to do them with the guy that we drafted. So all of a sudden now, we get a win, take the win. But now this opens up questions about what this means moving forward. And Mike is right. If we have a guy, and we do not know this for fact, okay? But if we have a guy in Michael Penix who's less comfortable under center, then he's hampering the offense. And by the way, let me tell you what Raheem Moore said. And I quote, Kirk Cousins is more comfortable under center than Michael Penix is. The head coach of our football team said it, Mike.
Right.
He owned it to Mark Raimondi and everybody else that was there covering this game. So I am not sure what to think right now. All I can tell you is it looked better. We got explosive plays. I finally got a chance to say, what's up, Darnell? I mean, I don't know what the hell to tell you guys, but all of a sudden it looked a lot better. But the bigger story, guys, to be quite honest, is how good this defense played. The defense may have played their best game of the season yesterday. And, Mike, let me say this, and I'm going to stand on this, guys. Our two rookies are real. James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker are building blocks. I know that you might say, well, it's only five sacks, it's only four sacks. Guys, they have shown up in big spots throughout the course of the season. And yesterday, Mike, you said it to me. We were on the golf course today. We'll tell you how we did. We'll tell you more about our Brown Charity Golf Classic. But Mike said to me, he goes, you know, at the end of the day, this New Orleans offense stinks. It's just terrible.
I mean, it's a bad offense. Tyler Shook is trying to learn his way.
It's terrible.
They really can't do anything. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you take away the pick six, you know, the Kirk Cousins or the interception that, you know, sets up the touchdown. I mean, they're really not capable of scoring a lot of points. So you do have to temper it. But, hey, as we said, we don't apologize for a win. And Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., especially if, you know, if we win a few more games and the Rams don't have a really great pick, maybe that softens the blow for not having the first rounder. And you say, look, we can laugh about this hardy har har when James Pierce Jr. has become Claude Humphrey, has become an elite pass rusher, is going to be a Hall of Famer for the Falcons. And maybe that's the case. Only time will tell. But, look, it's we stopped the bleeding. The thing I said to Carl today that frustrates me the most, and I think a lot of Falcon fans I was talking to last night, we monkeyed around too many games we should have won.
Oh.
Starting with San Francisco, with some mistakes by the coaching staff. The Colts game was a winnable game. The Dolphins was a terrible game. We blew that one. The Carolina game was a winnable game. There's three games right there. While the Tampa Bay Bucs have now lost three in a row, the Bucs have finally had those injuries catch up. They've gotten to a harder part of their schedule. They got beat by the Patriots as well last week, and they lose this week. That was ugly against the Rams last night, if you didn't see it.
And Baker's hurt.
So this is the thing is we blanked around and found out too early in the season, because right now we could be a game out for this division right now. But we blew some games. And that's why when I'm Arthur Blank, no matter what happens and how many games we win down the stretch, you blew a chance to win this division by making too many fundamental mistakes earlier in the season.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club, but we have access to all the things, guys, and we can take your calls. Obviously, we want to hear from you on the text line. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, and follow me at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports by following the radio station at 929 The Game. Let me say this, just a quick sidestep away from the Falcons and what the hey was that. This tournament, huge success, thanks to all the people who are involved and everybody that helped put this on. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. Big shout out to Mike Conti, Bo Moore. I know it was a big, big involvement in this. All the folks here at Eagle Watch.
I organized this.
Dave Ashburn, all our sales folks. But huge event, man. And the best part about this is Mike and I get here, and our listeners are totally about 92.9 The Game. And, Mike, to walk up and say, hey, Dukes and Bell, I listen every day. Or, hey, man, I you know, Allie Mack's out there. I listen to the morning shift. Or, you know, they see Andy and Randy, and they engage. This is what it's about, guys. The tournament is for charity, and we appreciate you guys contributing, but it's really about the connection with us and you. And so we thank you. And I just want to sidestep. We got all afternoon to talk about this Falcon situation because, Mike, this is a situation. This is a situation because if it gets better with Cousins under center, we are all going to be questioning what the hell is going on with Michael Penix.
It's the direct opposite of last year, where last year Kirk Cousins couldn't deliver and they weren't prepared to go to the rookie. And this year they kept trying to give the rookie more chances. And they're not coaching him. They're not putting him in a place to succeed because, as we know, he can't do the things that make this offense work. You're seeing Cousins. Guys, when you've got two great running backs in Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, play action it's simple. This isn't something from a guy who plays Madden. I listen to Drew Brees. I listen to Arch on the call, and then I rewatched the game this morning, and I listened to Drew Brees say how much better our offense looks with play action from quarterback under center.
Brees said he loved it as a quarterback himself.
Yes, and look, the over-reliance on the pistol is a major problem. And and there's a level of hubris with Zach, and we've talked about they'll laugh, oh, the pistol, that's our offense. Why couldn't – see, another thing. Why didn't Michael Penix Jr. take all the snaps in the preseason? Why didn't you get him more experience? These are things, let him learn on the job in the preseason, but Nyheim Morris doesn't want to play a starter. This is a quarterback that needs all the reps and mental reps he can get. So this goes back to, same went for last year. Remember, he didn't get any reps last year.
No, he didn't.
Except for one series. So there's a lot of problems, and this goes back to the coaching staff. These are the questions Arthur Blank should be asking, whether it's this week or at the end of the season.
Did you guys hear what I said? Nyheim Morris says Cousins is more comfortable being under center than Penix is. What they did yesterday is adjust the offense accordingly to the player and his comfortability.
Right.
That's what we're telling you.
Right.
And I have an issue with this because we all thought, well, the offense is inflexible, Mike. You can't fix it for a guy if he doesn't want to do what they're trying to do. So this is what the offense is. It's not. And you saw the difference yesterday. 404-726-0929. We are live again at Eagle Watch Golf Club. We got a lot to get to today. A big weekend in so many ways. Dogs handle business. Tech wet the bed. Hawks continue to win.
Oh.
And the Falcons finally snap this losing streak. Big weekend.
Yeah, Georgia didn't cover, but we're used to that. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, keep everybody healthy and get ready for Georgia Tech. That's the first time I've seen a Brent team really look unprepared. And Haynes King, did you see that piece of video where Haynes King's on the sideline when it's 21-0?
Unbelievable.
And he looks shell-shocked. And,
yeah.
And we know what a gritty, tough, you know, mentally tough guy Haynes King is. And he did battle back. But by that point, let's be honest, the hay was in the barn, man. That's a frustrating loss because even, like, Tech, we just kept waiting for them to kind of flick the switch. They couldn't. Pitt was so aggressive. And then Pitt couldn't score in the second half either until they ran that player up the middle. Brother, that's Tech's defense. I knew was going to come back to bite him, but that was the first complete whooping that I've seen Georgia Tech take under Brett Key.
I agree. And unfortunately, here's the other sad part about this. Look, I appreciate what Haynes King has been able to do for this team, this university, but all the things that were in front of him, gone. Playoff, gone. Heisman, just being there, gone.
Right.
You know, talk about all the accolades after the end of the season, whether it included the Heisman or not, gone. That performance, and Mike, more importantly, the worst interception I've seen in a very long time in the biggest moment of the game.
Right.
You have the momentum. We're down 14. This is about to be a one-score game. Bro, we're about to push this in, and Haynes King, don't throw it.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. And he throws that ball, and I'm like, oh, this is a wrap. This is a wrap. Pick six. And you just saw the energy in the stadium just evaporate.
And I've seen Pitt play a lot. I told you my wife went to Pitt, so I watch a lot of Pitt Panther football. They've got an 18-year-old kid making some really clutch decisions.
Ooh.
That ball comes out crisp. And again, the question now is, does he stay at Pitt or somebody else, a bigger school, come and chill for him in the portal?
Sure.
But they made the decision to go from Holstein to him, and that young man he's impressive. But then Georgia Tech ramped up the blitzes, and they really didn't do anything offensively for much of the second half. So very frustrating. Doug, let's be honest. Tech just dug too big a hole he couldn't get out of. Brent Key, I mean, he said it at halftime in the interview. It's like, yeah, we gave up 28 friggin' points.
It's hard, man.
You know, and that's it. They just don't have the kind of offense that can come back from that.
Speaking of the Falcons, we got a lot to get to here as we'll be talking with you all afternoon long. And look, the good news is they're capable.
Right.
The good news is they can move the ball. The good news is, what's up, Darnell? We can make explosive plays down the field. The good news is Kirk Cousins looked pretty damn good. I mean, he wasn't great. He didn't throw for 400 yards, but he looked good. And, Mike, did you blame the interception on him or Kyle Pitts?
Oh, Kyle Pitts in his quiet quitting. I mean, you know, I mean, he had one catch and he had two big drops. And the one where look, it's a little bit behind. Make an NFL catch. Make a professional play with your tremendous athleticism. I said it last week. I'll say it again to end the segment. If I never see Kyle Pitts in a Falcons uniform, it'll be too soon. His quiet quitting routine is just it makes me want to just throw something at the TV.
Y'all know how many sacks we had yesterday? If you don't, stay there. We're going to tell you and what it means for this football team. We're also going to hear from Morris and Kirk Cousins. Falcons beat the Saints. Thank God. Oops. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday. We're live at our Brown Grass Golf Charity Classic, guys, at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game.
Falcons beat the Saints 24-10 for their first division win of the season. And the first one since October 27th, 2024. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club, guys, hanging out for our Brown Grass Golf Classic. Mike, what'd you think, by the way, today, man? What'd you think?
Great times, man. First off, we got the best listeners out there, and we're helping out Pets for Vets, which is a very cool charity we've been involved with for a couple of years. Had a nice color presented the colors this morning
we
before
did.
The round, which
we
is
did.
Great to see with the local ROTC. But, yeah, man, great times. And Carl knows, because we play a lot of golf together, my driver sometimes is like a slinky in my hands. It's a great mystery. But today it was actually pretty sharp. Carl and I, we had a great group of guys, some good dudes. And we always said it's always so much fun to have some guys that play golf but aren't like serious golfers, so we can have fun with it. And that's what we had today. So we weren't cheating. We were 2 under before we got out of it. And I'm sure that somebody will probably be like 15 or 16 under.
Of today. Course they will be.
Because there's a lot of ringers out there.
Of course
there
are.
A lot of guys who dress the part day-day. You get out of the parking lot, these guys, they look like they just came off the PGA Tour.
Yeah, well, you know, you get in the parking lot, right, and you have your 92.9 The Game listeners. And then you have that one dude who just doesn't look right, and you're like, hey, who's that? Oh, that's Brad. He's a zero handicap.
Yeah, Brad,
you brought Brad to win this damn tournament.
Brad
is what happened.
A walk-on at Vanderbilt.
Yes, correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
You know, like, it's it's literally that guy. Or so-and-so played at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
you know,
and never fails.
And those guys, you know, that hit a 300-yard center cut, you just want to just choke out. Those guys.
Well, it was like we played a par 5 out here, right? And Mike got a good drive. We played with Larry in the truck, by the way. If you guys are familiar with the radio station, he calls all the time. He was in our group today, his buddy Mike. Everybody hits a good drive. We're like, yeah, we're out there. Let's go. We drive up. The longest drive is like 30 yards in front of us. And we're like, well, I guess we're not winning that particular contest.
That's very disheartening when you feel like you just pured it and you're like, you're still looking up. I think it was actually 50 yards ahead of us.
It was ridiculous.
Like, who hit that one? Paul freaking Bunyan?
I'm like, yeah, we're 140 out. And Mike's like, the closest drive is like 30 yards out.
So,
yeah, that's part of it, man. But we enjoyed out here. And we've had a great time today. As far as the Falcons are concerned, guys, the defense, as my man Booker T used to say, I'd say, how many times you've been champion? He'd say, 5 times. 5 sacks for the Atlanta Falcons defense. And it's 5 more sacks, Mike, than, you know, more sacks in 4 consecutive games for the first time in franchise history. This is unprecedented. The problem is we have a losing record, so nobody around the NFL is recognizing it.
Right.
If we were in the division lead, or a contender right now in the NFC, everybody would be talking about this turnaround with the sacks. But because we're not, nobody is. But we have to acknowledge it, because what I think it says is what was addressed in this draft is working. We went and got Jalen Walker. We went and got James Pierce Jr. And everybody's fussing, and I get it, because we don't have a first-round pick next year. But I'm okay with it. I think we got a dude.
He's evolving. I mean, like I said, this team – should be, you know, if we're honest, maybe 6-5. We should be 6-5 right now. We blew too many close games. The Carolina game, we blew that one. You know, the Colts game, I was in Berlin for that one. They blew it. I'm sorry. You let Bryce Young throw for 440 yards. You let Jonathan Taylor run for 240 yards. You got a pretty. That's why I'm glad that we are getting the sacks. And you made a great point last week. When your offense is going three and out, you know, you can't expect your defense to be that good all the time. They're going to a big play is going to happen. But I still think this team made too many mistakes, and a big part of it was not having Michael Penix Jr. prepared for the 2025 season. That's on Zach Robinson. We'll talk to Coach on Wednesday, and I'll go back to what I said to start the show. He needed all the reps he could get. Why we don't use these guys in the preseason is beyond me, and I think it comes back to bite us. I really do. Now, the injury is the injury. It could happen any which way. We can't get back in revisionist history, but I thought there were games to be won if you had this offense on track, and it wasn't on track. It didn't pass the eye test, Carl, too many times this year.
No, it did, Mike, and that's why I was pulling my hair out yesterday going, where has this been? And by the way, you know, I always talk to you guys about how quarterbacks elevate players around them and they make them better. Name the receiving corps yesterday.
Right.
Name the receiver. Charlie Warner's catching balls.
Right.
Right? Seals.
Dylan Drummond. Seals, and of course, Darnell Mooney with 74.
Who are these dudes? Like, and you went out and won the game. And this is part of, like, I am not afraid to spread the ball around, and I'm not going to be just centrally focused on Drake. Love it. But it's got to be more than that. And yesterday you saw, I think, the veteran play of Cousins. I cannot tell you how many of my friends hit me up and goes, Dukes, Kirko, this is the difference. Whether you think what he did was wrong last year, and I do, it has nothing to do with where he is in the evolution, Mike, of him being a right quarterback and how well he can play the position. We know when given an opportunity, he can play. That's why we went and got him. But I also think, like yesterday, was just another prime example that it's got to be more than just one dude. We cannot just throw the ball to Drake, man. And he spreaded the ball around, and we beat a bad Saints team. I get it. But that's what's going to have to happen if we're going to go anywhere.
Right. We got the Jets, and then we get Seattle. And then Seattle obviously is a pretty good defense. But you look at where, you know, this team should be, and like it's crying over spilt milk. We already talked about the mistakes that were made. You know, big moments in games we could not be clutch, whether it was on both sides of the football. But you look at the Tampa Bay Bucs, they're hemorrhaging. They're leaking.
Unbelievable.
They could give us this division, but we blew it, man, by losing to San Francisco, getting smoked by Miami, that lost to New England, the Colts, and, of course, last week. But we get the Jets. And the Jets, look, that's right for the picking. That's a road game up there in New York, so I know we're not the best team on the road. And then we get Seattle. Tampa Bay's leaking. We get an Arizona team that's eminently beatable. The Rams in New Orleans. Problem is, we dug too big a hole in that five-game losing streak. You could be in the mix for this division right now at 6-5.
And that's why every game matters, man. I mean, I hear some of you always say, well, that game really doesn't matter. They all matter.
Tampa's 6-5. We'd be tied. Now, granted. And the first, again, go back to the things that are bigger than just Raheem and the coaching staff. You don't have a field goal kicker you can count on the first week of the season.
Oh, jeez.
And by the way, how about Zane Gonzalez hitting the 56er yesterday?
Felt good. It felt good.
I mean, I don't know if this guy can continue with this clip, but so far so good for us, right?
Well, you like to say, do your job.
Yes.
And he did his job. Hey, let's hear Rod talk about the offense responding to adversity. Because, look, I'm not telling you this is over. But can y'all truly look Mike and I in the face and say it didn't look better? Can you? Here's our coach, Raheem Morris.
The injury last year, he felt a little bit more comfortable in the pistol. He's back to what he's been in the past and what he's played the 12, 13 years, whatever it's been in the National Football League. So we did what accommodated Kurt and what made him look the best and what made us feel the best about going out there and operating.
We accommodated Kurt. Can we... Mike, I'm going to lose my mind. Can we not accommodate the quarterback that's supposed to be the future? What is going on?
I said this last year. Some of the Falcons folks got mad at me. I'll say it again.
Say it again.
There's a disconnect between the personnel department and the coaching staff. Because if you're going to draft Michael Penix Jr., let's put him in a place where he can succeed. Let's figure out how to make it work. Now, was it simply he doesn't want to be under center? He can't be under center?
Wait a minute. Can I ask you something? Who is he to tell them he doesn't want to do something?
That's why I don't think it's the case. I think Zach Robinson, I think they look at what they've got and say, this guy can't function under center. Well, then you got to coach him. You got to coach him up. That's why you don't bring in a rookie offensive coordinator. That's why, I mean, you've got to work with this guy. Coach him. No. Well, we're going to use the pistol 60% of the time. And every NFL analyst worth their salt says it sucks and is ineffective. But you guys know better. And then you see what we get with Kirk Cousins. It's a pro-style offense. Penix Jr., when you drafted him, unless you, the coaching staff goes, geez, I'm sorry, Terry, he's really not good under center.
Oh, no.
His footwork isn't good. He doesn't have confidence to run the football. Then you drafted the wrong freaking quarterback. Go get Bo Nix. You made a mistake here. This goes back to Fontenot. I don't understand it because you've got somebody on that coaching staff has got to figure out how to make it work. I'm sure, Michael, you're going to have to work on your footwork. We're going to get you more reps in the preseason.
Going to get you help.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Me neither. 404-726-0929. It's the most perplexing thing. And again, I got this, you know, as the game played out yesterday. Well, maybe Penix has told them this ain't what he wants to do. Who is he to tell them what he wants to do? I mean, you guys tell me. Like, you act like we've won 6 or 7 Super Bowls.
Right.
Come in here. This is the offense. We need to get you accommodated to what we're trying to get done. And I get it. You want to put him in a position to win. But it just feels like, wait a minute, everything we've been talking about fell into place yesterday, and you're like, okay, well, why can't we do this with Michael Penix? And there's only two reasons. One, he refuses to do it, or two, they don't want to put him in that position.
And I don't think he refuses to do it.
Neither do I.
I just don't think they're coaching him up.
Neither do I.
I think they've – look, it will come back, and Michael Penix Jr. will be going into his third year as a giant – question mark. It's not hating on the guy.
It's true.
Like, even the biggest Michael Penix Jr. fans out there can't say definitively that they think he can be an NFL quarterback and stick with this job here with the Falcons, brother. We don't know.
All right, let me hear Kirk, man. Kirk Cousins picks up the dub yesterday. He talked about the team. He kept it team. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, it was a team win. Our defense only allowed 3 points. That's going to give you a great chance to win. Field goal kicking game was big. Field position was big with what our return group did. Defense held up so many times on fourth downs and third downs. And we made just enough plays to be able to pull away at the end. But it was hard fought, as they all are, but it was fun to kind of win together as a team.
So Cousins ties Johnny Unitas for 17th. For career touchdown passes. He now has 290 in his career with that touchdown pass to Darnell Mooney.
Right.
What's up, Darnell?
And he gets Darnell in the game. That's the thing. Remember the big catch in Tampa Bay on the road last year? One of the prettiest touchdowns we threw last year. He gets the other guys involved. Penix can't get the other guys involved. Penix has a security blanket in Drake. And I understand that. It's a good security blanket. It's really good. But he just can't seem to distribute the ball. And we also found that Kyle Pitts sucks, whether it's Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins.
So you blame Pitts for the interception.
I am so over Pitts. I mean, I love talking to Pitts because he's a fun guy and he's a good dude. But my God, the effort is not commiserate with the draft pick, and it will never be.
This Saturday from noon until 2, join Allie Mack at Nolly Kia in Stonecrest to get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan is going to win an ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Guys, that, again, is Saturday noon to 2 with Allie Mack from the morning shift and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, we got to talk about what happened in the biggest moment of the season. And what it means for the guy that is supposed to get an extension.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let me explain pressure to you. First T, Mike Bell, myself, and our guests are on 1A. That means we're the first group to tee off. The group behind us, 1B, well, there's a bunch of guys standing there. And then you've got all the tents and whatnot, and people just standing there, strangers we don't know. There's got to be 20 people on the tee box. And what does happen? Mike goes, I'll go first. Puts it on the tee, hits it straight down the middle. Everybody goes, oh, Mike Bell's best drive of the day. That's pressure. That's how you deal with pressure. Of course, after that, we started drinking. But that's neither here nor there. Yes. It's been all downhill.
Then there was about five or six holes where I couldn't hit the fairway. Then later on, we regrouped, and then we got the right balance.
But I
got
to tell you, that drive, give me some.
Thank you, baby.
That drive was big. There's 20 people out there watching. They were like, he's about to screw this up.
Nice approach shot, and then you hit the birdie. And we started the first day with the birdie, man.
Beautiful,
it was beautiful.
Man.
Yeah, man. We played, was it Shibuya? I forget the course in Japan. The only place I've ever had more pressure on was in 05 when I played in Japan, and I was the only American on the golf course. And back then I was playing rugby, so I was all roided up. And so I'm out there, and I'm playing with my friend Akira Sakamoto. Sakamoto-san! And he goes, Your Honor. I go, okay. So everybody's watching. Everybody.
That's pressure, man.
And everybody looks like the bad guys in Black Rain. Everybody's watching me. And I'm like, oh, man. And back then I could hit it. And I would center cut like 280, and it was like, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody. Yeah. That
and after that, because after that, I crapped the bed. But again, as long as you get it off the tee, you know, with Mount Fuji out there, you know, it was unbelievable. What an amazing course.
Everybody's watching, and look, I'm just telling you, like you can play golf every day. There's something different. This is what I love about the pros. When you get into these tournaments and you see, you know, that thin line,
right,
of fans, the gallery, right, and you're like, is he really going to hit it right where he needs to hit it? Is he going to hit somebody and kill somebody out here? And everybody's watching. It's different, man. But no, it was fun. We had a good time, and we just literally gave our cart to Andy and Randy. They are on the course, right, as we speak. They're trying to finish up our round with our guests as we broadcast live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. All right, Mike, you were in Europe. Day-Day asked me and Big O about paying Brent Key. And I said, wait. I said he hasn't won anything. Now, there are a lot of Georgia Tech fans that may be upset about what I'm about to say. But this is why you wait. Kirby didn't get paid until he made it and won a championship. There are other coaches in this country who are getting paid just off the fact that he might leave. We need to cut him a check. I love what Brent Key has done. But in the biggest moment of your season, your team went to bed. And it's just the truth. So, Mike, I'm watching this play out, and I go, everybody wants to give extensions. Everybody thinks all these guys should be paid. Win something before I completely invest and go break the bank for you.
Right.
And it obviously deserves a lot of recognition. But this whole idea, like, oh, he deserves $12 million. What has he done?
Yeah, I mean, win the ACC. Look, now, I get it, because everyone freaks out because it's such a crazy hiring cycle. There's six other jobs still open right now, you know, and there's a lot of good jobs out there. Now, obviously, James Franklin hit the chicken switch, took Va Tech, probably thinking that's the best he's going to get. But Brent Key, you know, should be in consideration for all of these jobs. But this is a major step back, because like I said to you, I mean, look, you know how we feel about Brent. We love what he's doing with the program.
This is great.
They just got their butts kicked off that field. Day-Day was there at Bobby Dodd. I mean, it was just brutal. Now, Haynes King finally gets it in. By the time they start dialing it in, it's too late.
Yes, it is.
You're just giving them too much. And that Pitt team fed off that. The confidence from their young quarterback. Second half, they really didn't do much of anything until that final running touchdown when everyone said, okay, time to hit for the exits. But I'm with you. It's a balance. Florida State had to worry about Mike Norvell flirting with Alabama. Now you can't afford to get rid of him. And now you're stuck with a lame duck coach that no one believes in anymore. It's the worst case in college football. It started with Notre Dame with Charlie Weiss. And it was actually Ty Willingham, right?
That's right.
The first guy.
That's right.
But people start basically outbidding themselves for head coaches. And I'll be curious now if there's a little bit less on that check that you're talking about for Brent. He will get a bump.
He will. But look, and it sounds –
and you'll go to a nice bowl game. But
sure.
It hurts. But now imagine if Georgia kicks the crap out of them Friday – man, it just – all of a sudden the whole vibe changes,
well,
doesn't it?
Well, and this is the thing. And also, Mike, here's the other part about this. Sustainability. I want to see you come back next year and do this.
You don't have Haynes King.
I want to see you win 9, 10, 11 games next year. Then let's really start talking about where this goes with the future. And that's why I always get irked when people jump the gun. Oh, we got to pay him. If you're that afraid that he's going to leave, then you're in the wrong business. And I know that's how college football works. I get it. But Saturday was a prime example of why you just – let's just wait. These big games, these defining moments, Kirby wins these games. He just does. And it's a shame that you say, well, Kirby, and you're comparing Brent and look at Georgia. No. We expect Georgia Tech to be in the same sentence as Georgia. So when your coach gets in these moments, man, I don't care how the kids responded,
right,
Mike, and I get it. The biggest mistake made was the interception. Let's play it, Big O. This was the game changer. Day-Day said the kids that were sitting next to him, they might have bet their tuition on this game the way they reacted right when this interception happened.
Back with a snap. He throws. No, he's going to be hit.
Oh, pick off.
Oh, on his way with an interception up the sideline. Running at the 50, the 45, the 40. The ball is pulled in, and that's going to be a pick six for the Panthers.
Huge. And I was just like, damn. By the way, we want to see Tech successful. We say this all the time.
Right.
Like, to be in this moment, guys, you know what's crazy? On Friday, Mike, and I think you said it, we all picked them. We picked them to win this game. We picked them to cover, what was it, 2.5 or whatever
two
it was?
And a half. We blew it.
We all picked them. We were like, man, this is the moment. They're going to live up to it. They'll be in the ACC championship game, and let's see what happens. We want them to win. But I get back to this whole thing about rushing to pay coaches, and I love Brent Key and his attitude and everything he stands for, but I got to chill. I got to chill on that, and let's win something before we start cutting these checks.
Well, the thing is, the game plan, too, about Georgia Tech, I mean, I believe Blake Gideon's the DC. You didn't start blitzing until it was too late. They put four touchdowns on the board, and then finally you start getting after their young quarterback,
yep,
and then they couldn't do anything. But the game plan wasn't good. Now, at least they did pivot and start blitzing and got really aggressive, but it was just too little too late. And as I said, Pitt really was kind of stymied in the second half for the most part. But, man, that's the last thing of all the storylines. And it was a strange weekend. There were some mismatches. There were some of those homecoming games. But this was the one I never saw Georgia Tech looking that bad. Never saw that
Me
coming.
Me neither.
On my bingo card.
Me neither. I mean, Mike, 28-0?
Yeah. And game's over for all intents and purposes. Now, and Haynes King looking like a lost puppy on the sideline, looking so disconsolate. Now, he got in gear. He rallied.
He did.
Made some plays. But, geez Louise, that was brutal.
All right, man, 404-726-0929. You guys can comment or chime in on that as well because it's just front and center. And as much as we said, the Georgia game just didn't mean as much because Tech needed to be in their conference championship game to really get in the playoff. It still means something from the rivalry standpoint, and I'm not saying they're going to lay down. They want to win. It's going to be competitive. But that's the one you blew. That's the one you needed. And I just feel terrible for the kids. I feel bad. And Georgia, by the way, beats Charlotte 35-3. I said to Mike, I said, you know, Mike's been telling me all year, if it's a big number, do not take Georgia. He was right again. 35-3. Kirby doesn't lay it on these guys the way he could. They win. It was a fairly easy win. Charlotte had one win on the season, guys. They're a bad football team. But this is why, you know, they call it a cupcake week, Mike.
Right.
I mean, you book these games before you get into these big rivalry games.
Yeah, some of the interesting storylines around, the rest of college football. Georgia, we come to expect that, as you just said. But I will say, you know, you look at some of the other schools and you're saying, okay, what How do they handle some of this pressure, the expectations? I thought Ohio State, you know, they roll over a pretty bad Rutgers team without having their two best wide receivers.
Yes.
So no big surprise there. A&M squishes Samford, to your point about out of conference. Oregon, I took USC. I thought USC could cover the 10. Oregon really dropped the hammer against a really high-powered offense.
They did.
And covered by 15, so I lost that. Man, I took it in the shorts again, looking at a 1-2 week. I need the 49ers to crush Carolina tonight.
It's been hard.
Now, no offense in that game. Oklahoma dispatches Missouri. And that's another thing. See, Eli Drinkwitz, how hot is his brand? Not that hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of in your groove. You know, good seasons with Missouri. You lost four games at Missouri this year.
I know. I get it. These schools are going to find coaches. And I think the big thing we haven't talked about today, but we will, because Friday when we left you, the word was Lane Kiffin will make his announcement after the Egg Bowl.
Right.
Well, psych. The word got out about what LSU was offering, and he's leaving and going to LSU, and we're going to talk about it coming up later. But Mike's right. I mean, these jobs are going to get filled, but it's going to get filled almost by default.
Right.
It's not necessarily like you are the best guy and the hottest guy, and we need you to come be a game changer. Right. It's almost like, well, we can't get Kiffin. Who's next?
Well, that's the thing. Auburn's not even mentioned for Lane Kiffin. It's not even on the play sheet, right?
They didn't want to pay 90.
And John Sumrall is a good coach, and looks like it sounds like a fait accompli, taking the coach from Tulane. But you're right. Seems like LSU were bust. By the way, speaking of coaches, I know that Marcus Freeman was on some people's shortlist. I know you talked about it Sunday on the national show. I thought it was kind of cheesy what they did in the fourth quarter, running it up on Syracuse. I know the joke is you just shot an unarmed man. He should have armed himself.
It's true.
But I thought that was kind of tacky. Notre Dame dropped 70. And Fran Brown's going to remember that if they get a crack at them again.
I got into a discussion with my wife and daughter about this, because I said, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, look at this.
Right.
Look at this crap. So they turn and look at the TV and they go, what's the problem? I said, it's 70. At 50, you just run the ball, and if the clock runs out or they stop you, so be it. And my wife goes, I thought you always say play to win the game. I said, yes, babe, but this is embarrassing. This is – you are purposely running up the score on your peer, all right, a guy that's well-respected in Fran Brown. Why? What are you trying to prove? I took real offense to it. And I don't know, Mike, how other coaches are going to look at that.
Right.
You're way better than Syracuse. You could have ran the ball when it was 40-0. You ran it up to 50-0 and then went, just keep throwing it.
Yeah.
Keep throwing it. What? Why?
That one was strange. Now, it's one thing on the flip side. It's still a competitive game. And, like, just look at Bobby Petrino, who's kind of put some life, at least, in there, the offensive side. I thought it's one of the most complete games for Arch Manning. Bouncing back off the loss to Georgia to beat Texas. You didn't see it statistically. He looked really good, really solid. That's not a great defense. But that was one of the storylines. And then the other side of it was Tennessee. You know, they still have a glimmer. Depends on what happens with the rest of the Big Ten. But Tennessee goes down there. It felt weird this game this late in the year. Tennessee always used to play Florida in October.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's when they fly the plane. You can't spell citrus without UT. Spurrier. But that was interesting to see Heupel's guys kind of finish strong. And then games that we're not really paying attention to for the most part. But Houston, you know, they had a chance to be making some noise for the playoff.
Blew it.
They get beat by TCU. So as far as the party of five team or best of four, Tulane looks like they'd be punching their ticket right now if they can hold out.
And speaking
that's
of
number 24
of hot coaches, he may be the hottest now.
Yeah, and he's going to go to. You think does he get a better job than Auburn?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
Pulled his name out of Florida.
That's a good question. Florida. Hey, man, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at Akins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. We're broadcasting live from the Brown Grass Golf Charity Classic, which we are now, I think this is our third year doing this here at Eagle Watch, and we're doing, you know, having so much fun. Big shout out to Dave Archer, Mike. He was talking about your drive, and he texted us, as a matter of fact. Arch, appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Mike hit it 280 back in those days?
Yeah.
He was talking about the 05.
Well, I did before Arch dumped me out of a golf cart down in Destin. What's the statute of limitations on that lawsuit?
What happened?
We were playing golf one day, and I was leaning over to get my, you know, when you go in high speed,
yeah,
to pick up your ball, and Arch just jerks the wheel, and then I go basically ass over tea kettle out of the golf cart. He was a bully. he bullied me.
Did he stop the cart?
No, of course not. I'm rolling. I'm flopping like a salmon out of the golf cart.
Yeah, we realize today we can't do that anymore. We have to stop the cart and grab the ball. All right, man. 404-726-0929. A lot on the table for you. Georgia Tech fans, you guys can respond.
Hey, And as far as the Falcons, we were saying more questions than answers, talking about, you know, how the offense with a bunch of basic backups at wide receiver are able to function. Kirk Cousins looks great. I mean, let's be honest. It sets up things you're trying to do, the play action in the passing game. So the question is, why wasn't Michael Penix Jr. doing this to start this season? Guy brings up a great point. I retweeted it. Remember how Kyle Shanahan came in, took Matt Ryan out of his comfort zone.
He did.
Matt Ryan came on our show, talked about it, basically saying he has to tape up his ankles now with all those designed rollouts. That's coaching. That's not what Zach Robinson was doing with Michael Penix Jr.
Mike, it's a great point. We're going to dive deeper, guys. Cousins' numbers, decent. The pick, as I said on Twitter, do you blame Pitts or do you blame Cousins? Most people blame Pitts.
Right.
But tip ball, I didn't think it was a badly thrown ball by Cousins. We'll dive deeper into this win and what it means for this offense moving forward. We're live again at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.